There was no mercy, just fire.
4 years ago, the mosquitoes around Virginia resident Stephanie Sample's house and neighborhood were voracious.
They would get into the car before we could shut the car doors, and we'd be driving around getting bitten by mosquitoes from our yard.
So she hired the mosquito squad to spray her yard. Damian Sanchez, who owns the pest control company,
we're here to treat your house today,
says the chemical spray not only kills mosquitoes, but has a long-term repellent effect as well.
There's a residual, so because mosquitoes seek out the underside of leaves, shaded areas, places that we treat, as they do that, they come in contact with that the product, and then it kills them.
Since he started his company 5 years ago, Sanchez says the demand for his services has increased considerably, especially this year.
Once the West Nile outbreak happened, one, awareness of mosquitoes as disease vectors heightened, which prompted a lot more phone calls. So, like, sales-wise, we've increased sales 10 times.
That doesn't surprise mosquito expert Jorge Arias, a supervisor at the Fairfax County, Virginia Health Department.
The CDC has reported over 3,100 cases in the United States, and we have had over 130 fatalities so far.
Most people infected with West Nile have no symptoms and recover completely. About 20% get headaches, muscle pain, and fever.
Then a percentage of that 20% could develop neuroinvasive disease. It's either an encephalitis or a meningitis. And then these are much more serious. These people can go into comas, these people, and then there's a certain percentage of these people that do die.
The entomologist speaks from experience. Arias contracted West Nile last year. He was in a coma for 6 days and came out of it with a neurological problem. He couldn't sit up or walk.
I received therapy for about 6 months, and then it took me 4 months to be able to walk again. And I'm here working.
He says raising awareness about the disease is essential to preventing it. Arias's office prepares and distributes dozens of publications showing people how to protect themselves and their family from West Nile.
Wear an insect repellent. Wear long, loose-fitting, light-colored clothing, because mosquitoes like dark clothing. Eliminate anything with water around your house. And if you can eliminate it, treat it.
That's because mosquitoes breed in standing water. And that means the mosquito control industry will likely stay very busy as the threat of West Nile disease in the United States continues. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.